This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I was surprised to see how common it is for people to change jobs and then lose track of their old 401k retirement accounts. Now the Senate is taking up a bill that would set up a federal lost and found. The House has already passed legislation to strengthen employee-sponsored retirement accounts. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
About two-thirds of Americans who work in the private sector are eligible for retirement plans through their employers. But lots of people don't participate. One thing this bill would do is automatically enroll workers.
If you don't want to join, you can call up HR. So the default is you're in.
Alicia Minnell is the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. The provision only applies to new retirement plans. You'll still have to call HR if you want to get into an existing plan. Another thing the bill would do, Minnell says, is save people from having to choose between saving for retirement and paying back their student loans.
You make a payment on a student loan, that can be used as a base for a matching contribution by the employer.
The bill would also help people keep better track of their retirement money. Mark Ivry is with the Brookings Institution. He points out this bill would create a federal database that would let people find old retirement accounts.
I know it's hard to believe, but there are large amounts that have really gone missing, and the individual could be told where to find them. And that's what this lost and found would help people do.
There are lots of orphaned accounts out there because 401ks have been around for more than four decades. Ted Benna designed the first one, which was enshrined in law back in 1978. He still follows the industry closely and points out the bill would allow retirees to hold off longer on withdrawing money from their accounts and paying taxes on it.
Yeah, that's okay, but not going to be useful for most retirees because most people who are retiring need to get their hands on the money, you know, for current income to live on.
There are other provisions in the bill, all designed to encourage saving. Financial institutions stand to benefit. David Certner is legislative counsel for the AARP, which supports the measure.
Hopefully here there's an alignment of interests because we want people to be able to save more. And the financial services industry obviously wants to have more customers that they can service as well.
Certner says he thinks the bill has a good chance of becoming law. It passed the House this week by a vote of 414-5. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.